classic song. Some mistake kindness for being the fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Let's say the SEC is a joke before we get to the 49ers.
Okay. What'd they do now?
The SEC has approved an 8-game format for the 2024 season. Plus a requirement that everyone will play at least one Power 5 non-conference team. So when you look coming up in 2023 this season, teams playing 10 or more Power 5 opponents in 2023, the SEC has two of those teams. Only two. Pac-12 has 10, Big 12 has 11, Big 10 has 13, ACC has 10.
Wow.
Anyway, let's get to the Niners second hour of the radio show. Thanks for joining us as always. It's much appreciated. He's Rami, I'm Cattles. This is Sacktown Sports. And Rami, we all know about the 49ers quarterback situation. Brock Purdy trying to return from this surgery. Trey Lance trying to, I would say, reset his football career. And Sam Darnold, who is, you know, trying to stay in the NFL and find a way to prove to the league that he can play at a high enough level to be a valuable member of a football team. Mm-hmm.
At the very least, you know, career backup, if not getting a starting job right here or somewhere else.
And what the 49ers quarterback situation truly is content for days. Content for days, because there's so many different angles. But lots of people are talking about the Niners quarterback situation. And Brock Purdy threw the football with some kind of earnest for the first time this week. And here was John Lynch's evaluation of that.
You know, there's certain markers that you hit. He was 12 weeks out, and that was meant it was time to throw. He did so and responded really well. He's just had one session thus far, but, you know, we're incredibly encouraged by that. And Brock's a worker. If you give him a task, he's gonna do everything in his power. You know, so these are just timelines, and timelines are just that. They're guidelines. But, you know, when I say tracking well, it's just he's hitting all his markers. And it doesn't surprise us because he's putting in the work. And as for best case scenario, we're just going to kind of take it as it comes. But, I mean, the hope is he's ready for training camp. The hope is he's ready for the regular season.
So I would say, all in all, a decent job of not trying to set the expectations too high for Purdy. As Lynch mentioned a couple of times during that evaluation, you know, look, it's a process, and you know, we're happy where he's at. We are incredibly encouraged, which is strong. But he did try to soften that as he continued to talk. But I just want to remind everybody, Rami, I think this is a very good thing to do, especially Niners fans. Like, we're talking day one of this process for Purdy.
We are 99 days away from football, though. Only 99 days away from football being played, Nick Cattles. Just want to put that out there.
And, you know, Purdy's almost 99 days away from the full rehab process and what he's going to have to go through. Like, we've got like 3 months of this. And what I don't want to do, and I'm not going to speak for the show, we all have an equal vote here, but what I don't want to do is walk into this studio and every day give you a Brock Purdy update. Like, oh,
I'm boycotting if they don't make it.
He threw 25 yards today. Okay, great. Like, we're not going to do that.
I need to know how tight the spiral was. I need to know exit velocity.
We have no idea of what the ceiling is going to be.
What the arc on it was.
No,
you know what I mean?
No,
like,
no.
How high off the ground did the ball get? Was it a line drive? Was it more of a pop? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I need to know everything about every pass that Brock Purdy throws. Every single pass.
Well, you can do that on your own time, because I think three of us are not down with that idea. I'm not going to sit here and just listen to every minute detail of Brock Purdy's
And I'll tell
return.
You if I'm extremely encouraged or discouraged.
Oh, I like that. Every day?
In every pass.
You know,
not just every day.
We could do that.
Every pass.
I think we could have a daily Rami's encouragement.
Scale. Okay.
For Brock Purdy's return.
Okay.
Write that down.
I don't mind.
Like the Jimmy train we did last year.
I could give you that. Yeah, I could give you where I am on my encouragement scale.
I think we can allow that.
Okay.
For fun and jest. I think we will allow that. We'll take it to the advisement board, and I think we'll get that okay.
The Brockometer.
But what I'm getting really irritated by, because look, John Lynch has asked a question, right? Can you mute your computer? What are we doing?
I need to charge.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
We're good now.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. And muted. Boom.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So what's really irritating me, though, not just Rami's computer not being on mute, is the Sam Darnold talk. I don't know if there was like a worldwide memo sent out to the football world.
He worked with the ones today, by the way, just like, so you're aware.
All of a sudden.
Sam Darnold worked with the ones, folks.
The last month and a half to 2 months,
mm-hmm.
I feel like we have been inundated with watch out for Sam Darnold talk.
I told JJ, I don't think that's a mistake. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that's the 49ers getting you ready for a possibility. I think that's what they're trying to grease the skids and soften the landing of the possibility that Sam Darnold might be your starting quarterback week one. I don't think that's a coincidence. I don't think it's just, you know, the lull in the calendar, slow time of year.
But it's weird that everybody in the media is pretty much picking up the bag for the organization.
Well, I mean, that might be the fact, the lull in the calendar and the slow time of the year. They're like, hey, if you want to feed us, we'll eat. We're hungry. We'll eat.
Maybe.
If you want to give us a story.
I think it's also the relationship.
Even if it's Sam Darnold. You know what I mean? But I do think that comes from somewhere. And I think it's the 49ers getting Niners Nation, Niner Gang, getting you ready for the fact that Sam Darnold just might be your starting quarterback.
So Dan Orlovsky is one of the pundits that's been very nice. Very, very nice and complimentary to Sam Darnold this offseason. And that continued when he was on the Pat McAfee show.
I think Sam is still very talented. Yeah, for sure.
But that's the type of talent we're talking about. Like, he can throw the ball everywhere. Just like the big talent in the NFL is your brain.
Yeah. And I think Sam is really smart. I don't know if there's an easier place to play.
Smart human. I'm talking football, please. Right. Mm-hmm. My eyes, I just gave. I'm talking football here. Sam, you think Sam better than Jimmy?
I think he's more talented than Jimmy Garoppolo, and I don't think that there's a lot of places in the NFL that make it easier for quarterbacks to play than San Francisco. If we're going to sit there and go, like, operate and make the right decisions, that's not necessarily a Jimmy Garoppolo strength. I mean, Jimmy was a good player that at times would make that crucial mistake and or boneheaded interception that you would kind of bank on happening. Sam Darnold has never been in a place like San Francisco. Now, again, you could say that about a lot of quarterbacks. But when it comes to, like, athleticism and ability to make any throw at any moment.
You're saying Sam's going to be a guy here, huh?
I think if Sam Darnold is the starting quarterback for the 49ers, and let's say Purdy's, like, because if everybody's healthy, I think Brock Purdy has earned that job. But if for some reason he's not, a couple weeks into the season, I think Sam Darnold honestly could have a Geno Smith type of season.
Geno Smith? Hmm? Huh? That's some tire pumping right there.
It's so quiet in here.
That is some tire pumping right there.
Sam Darnold.
There's been a lot of tire pumping.
Has completed less than 60% of his passes throughout his NFL career.
Before he got coached by Kyle Shanahan.
His passer rating is 78.2 throughout his NFL career. He has 61 touchdowns and 55 picks.
How many of those seasons was he throwing to Debo?
I'm not telling you that Sam Darnold.
George Kittle.
Can't be better in San Francisco.
Christian McCaffrey.
My question is, how many quarterbacks with a track record of Sam Darnold would be talked about in this way? This is 100% Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch's friendships in the media. This is what's happening, folks. This
is what's happening for a reason.
And I appreciate Dan Orlovsky. I think he does great work, but there's no denying he has a very, 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 very good and tight relationship with Shanahan. And that comes through every time he talks about the Niners. This is, like, again, I'm not telling you he's done. I'm not telling you it's impossible that a 25-year-old he'll be 26 in 4 days. Happy birthday, Sam. I'm not telling you
that doesn't sound sincere.
You know, 25, 26-year-old Sam Darnold. What do you want me to do? Bring in balloons? I didn't know until right now.
Cake? Candles?
That's a bit much. So, you know, I'm not telling you that Sam can't, you know, prove to be an NFL quarterback. This guy, was his pedigree, his resume in college, all of that stuff. Again, he's not even in his prime yet. It's just the Niners get more benefit of the doubt than any team that I can remember with the quarterback position, even though they say, oh, yeah, it's worked out. Has it really worked out? Like, again, they've won a lot of games. There's no denying that.
a quarterback has also been the reason that
exactly.
you come up short.
And yes. JJ would agree with that. Yes. JJ's a fan of the team and watches, you know, been watching these guys his whole life. Like, but for as soon as a quarterback signs with San Francisco or San Francisco drafts a quarterback, I'm telling you, the vast majority of the media is going to be, oh, this guy could be great. This guy could be incredible.
Do you think part of that is our brains are weird? They play tricks on us. We've seen so much great quarterback play in a 49ers uniform, especially if you're, you know, in our age range, you, me, JJ. Like, you've seen Montana, Young, even Jeff Garcia perform at a high level wearing that uniform. Is it just your brain going, oh, yeah, I associate good quarterback play with guys wearing the 49ers uniform. Do you think there's any of that going on, just human psychology where we trick ourselves into believing it?
I don't know what's happening. Again, my best guess is the relationships here. And it's, oh, yeah, they're going to get the absolute best from that guy. Like, he could have a Geno Smith season. Look, maybe he will have a Geno Smith season. But it's tough to have a Geno Smith season when you're telling me Brock Purdy's the next guy.
But if he's not the next guy, then you got Geno Smith in waiting right there in the wings.
So I'm just, you know, a little fatigued by all of the Sam Darnold talk. Can we just let the guy play football? And if he plays well, then we'll talk about it.
If he plays.
If he even
not
plays.
Just well, if he plays.
It's like every other day I'm hearing how Sam Darnold has all this talent in the world and he could be incredible in this position.
They got to get you ready for the possibility.
All right, Rami's going to argue for an insanely outside-the-box idea in 90 seconds.
Cattles.
And Rami.
Sactown Sports.
I need help.
What do you mean?
There are days where I have an epiphany of how routine-oriented I am and how structured my life is. And I just had one of those moments 20 seconds ago.
Why? What happened?
Kelly asked me if I think we need more glasses in the house.
Yes.
And I said, no. I said, then we have enough. And I proceeded to tell her I only use 4 a week. My 2 protein shakes. And then for craft beer on Friday and Saturday.
Like the Equalizer, Denzel Washington. Have you seen that?
No. I watched the Equalizer with Queen Latifah. So I know. I use 4 glasses a week.
Strange. You're strange.
Thank you.
You're a strange man.
Yeah, I need help.
Yeah.
If one broke, you would replace it and get the same exact deal, model?
No, I just move. I mean, we have more than 4 glasses.
I thought
you were
about to say, I'd just move out. Like, you just got
to leave the house.
You
got to
start all over.
Broken glass, I'm out. Broken glass everywhere, I'm out. See ya.
Like, most people would just clean it up. Nick is like, nope, gotta go.
I'm envisioning that. We're like, I'm in the house, and I'm pouring a nice Marzen or something. And then... smash, and Kelly looks back at me, and I look at her, and I just walk out. Get in my truck and leave.
We got to go, honey.
And she's like, what
happened? Start house hunting. Got broken glass here.
I wouldn't even wait for her. I'm just out.
Just gone. You taking Sammy with
you? I'll meet you on the other side. No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Kelly would kill me if I took Sammy.
That is true.
She would hunt
me
down.
Yeah, leave Sammy.
I'd have no chance.
That is true.
But Kelly's been out of state since last Friday, so tomorrow's going to be a week.
She's going to fly cross country with glasses?
What TikTok,
is she
TikTok,
or is she looking
TikTok,
shopping
TikTok.
Online?
She's not taking the glasses back.
Okay.
I shot that down.
All right.
She agrees. She agrees. But she's taking a bunch of other stuff back.
I don't know
what's going to happen. She has like a separate suitcase.
I don't know, like people who just stack up glass, like my mom does the same, like glassware and dishes and plates. It's like, how many people are you possibly feeding?
You're going to have the neighborhood
or
come
serving
over.
Drinks to at one time.
The entire city of Sacramento is coming over.
You
so
need
be
every plate in the world stacked up in your cabinet.
Yeah.
What is this?
What? Why?
Why do you have 82 sets of bowls?
There's no need.
There's no need
if you're tired.
They're caregivers. They're providers.
If you're tired
you
of the bowls,
sure.
Just move on from the bowls.
Exactly.
Replace the bowls with
new
or better
bowls. Get rid of the old bowls. You don't need more than 8 bowls in your house at any particular time.
Yeah.
eight glasses, eight bowls, eight plates. That should cover it. And if you're having more people than that, just bust out the paper and plastic. Save yourself some trouble.
Big fan. I'll tell you what.
Right?
The use of paper plates in the last week in the household has grown exponentially.
Doesn't it happen that way when the wife is late? Yeah.
Every time my mom would go out of town, and my dad would act like he just figured out how to split an atom. He'd be like, "I have a great idea. While your mother is out of town, why don't we just use paper plates? Then we don't have to wash dishes." I'm like, "What? No, we're grown men. We are." Well, I wasn't a grown man yet, but I was like, "We can do a dish. We can wash a dish while mom is out of town."
There's nothing. Rules are broken.
There's nothing better than grabbing that paper plate, just throwing food on it, eating, and throwing it out.
I like your style, Nick Cattles.
Every time.
It's gotta be a sturdy plate, though.
We got the Chinette ones. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, nice. Yeah, of course.
The one problem, though, is we got the lunch size ones, not the dinner size ones. Yeah. So I've had to go to the bigger place for dinner, which is heartbreaking.
I'm just fixed, too.
Heartbreaking.
Not excited about tonight's dinner, by the way. Ham steak. Not a big fan.
Ham steak?
Yeah, I'm doing it because it's just easy. You just throw it in the pan for like 5 minutes. Listen, I get back from work at like 6:35, 6:40. I got to take care of the dog. So I'm like, I need something quick. So corn in a microwave, some broccoli. Ba-ba. And then some ham steak. Pop.
I'm going to have some pan-seared scallops and steamed broccoli over green goddess rice.
Scratch and sniff that dinner. Nick, you might want to go to Rami's.
I'm going to give you an award. What the?
Also, right now would be a great time to hear from Willie in the YouTube chat about what you're eating tonight, Willie.
My ham steak with applesauce. I'm going to be...
With applesauce?
A little applesauce on the side. Yeah, I love applesauce.
Is it even a pork chop? I don't even know. I'm going to Google
ham. It's a ham.
Steak.
It's just ham. It's all it is ham.
Looking
it's just
it
a slab of ham?
It's just ham. It's
and all you it eat is. That with applesauce?
Yeah, it's just
I reserve ham for ham the holidays. Steak.
It's like a circular ham that they sell, individually wrapped. You just take it out, you throw it.
Throw it in a pan? On the grill or in a pan?
Pan. I got no time. Again, man, I got to eat before like 7 o'clock, okay? So I'm gonna walk in there and throw that on the pan and be done with it.
You got the grill? You got that nice grill out back? Trying to set you up.
I have to
give the extra
fantastic
plug here.
Fantastic Napoleon
there
grill.
There you go.
That all of you saw when you visited.
It is a nice grill.
JJ stayed longer, I think, just because of the grill. He was like, I'm going to hang around near the grill for a little bit. It's a pretty nice grill.
Great thing about grilling, you don't have to wash no pots or pans.
Do you want to tell people why you agree that Jeff Van Gundy is onto something when he says the NBA should not have any free throws until the final 4 minutes of a game? And his thought is that if you get fouled taking a shot, the team just gets the points.
He also said get rid of halftime. Just halftime should be just long enough to go to the bathroom.
You know who that? That's a guy who's never played a competitive NBA game in his life. Just take the break out. Who needs it? That's your 80s coach right there. Who needs breaks? Have these guys just keep play a straight 48.
But no, Nick, when I heard it, I had the same.
I have timeouts. Just you know.
I had the same reaction everyone else. I was like, that's crazy. Come on, stop it. But then I thought, I was like, but wait, isn't the G League, like I just like kind of. Just, I don't know what's the word. Slight remembrance.
I had no idea what just happened. Did you short circuit?
I just had a stroke. I had a vague remembrance of like some free throw thing that they're playing around with in the G League. And so I went and looked it up. And right now in the G League, since 2019, they instituted the one free throw rule, which stipulates that only one free throw be taken in all situations during the first 46 minutes of the game. So if you shoot a three-pointer in the second quarter and you're fouled, one free throw is worth 3 points. And when I read that, I was like, okay, Jeff Van Gundy is kind of crazy, but maybe we meet in the middle and do something like this. Because if you think about it, Nick, why do I get fouled taking one shot? That would be worth 3 points if it went in.
Yes.
Then I got to go make three shots to get those same 3 points? That doesn't make sense. I should only have to make one shot to get the 3 points.
No.
Why not?
Because a three-point shot is much tougher than the free throw.
But then don't
the free throw is not being defended, and it's like 15 feet away.
Then don't foul me. And that's the thing about it. It not only speeds up the game because you're taking free throws
but
out of
the
game.
You don't think we'd have more fouls? I think we'd have more fouls.
No, I think it changes the strategy.
Because
I think
you'd
have less fouls.
If you miss the free throw, if the guy misses the free throw, now you don't get any points on the board.
Yeah, but chances are he can hit it. I mean, it depends obviously on who it is.
Yeah.
But if a guy is shooting a three... Most proficient 3-point shooters are also proficient free throw shooters. Why can't I speak?
You're thinking about your dinner.
Most good three-point shooters are also good free throw shooters. So
how about we not try to reinvent the wheel with everything? How about we just let it be?
I think you'd have less fouling and more actual basketball action, which I'm all for. And the game would go faster, which, again, I'm all for. I don't hate this idea. The one free throw rule. Now, it's like Van Gundy said.
So let's not keep players accountable to make sure that they have to make their free throws. You just knock down one free throw, you're good to go.
Let's not make players accountable that you play actual defense and not taking the easy way out of just fouling a guy.
But now we're painting it like guys foul players on purpose all of the time, which is not the truth. They're just contesting a shot.
Contest it without fouling.
No. Pandora's box, man. Can of worms you're
opening
up. I don't
hate it.
Just let it be.
I don't hate it. That's all I'm saying. I don't mind.
And by the way, it would dramatically change the outcome of every game we've ever watched.
I don't mind toying around with it. I'm good with change.
Less pressure to knock down free throws. Like, come on. Come on. What are we doing?
Things are always changing. We got to be open to it.
I was open to it for like 3 seconds and then was no longer open to it.
Like I said, if one shot is worth 3 points, one shot is worth 3 points. That's how it should be.
Yeah, and I countered that. And told you why it doesn't make sense.
And then I countered your counter.
Yeah, and your counter to my counter was not a good counter.
I think it was a pretty good counter.
Oh, you both win. That's beautiful.
Thank you, Simone. We love you, too. Should the Raiders look towards the 49ers for help? We'll talk about that next.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
Your afternoon home for Kings Talk and more.
This is Cattles and Rami
on Sacktown Sports.
And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, everybody now for being a friend.
I think you found your calling.
Positive vibes.
He didn't say he thinks I found my calling.
It's just I think he's
he thinks I'm good at this.
He's a really good singer, but he's a tremendous talk show host.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I can wear multiple hats. Be an entertainer of all kinds.
Golden Girls, right?
Yes. Yes. Nailed it.
Watched that a lot.
Great show. Great show.
Mom Dukes had that on a lot.
Yes. Love that show. Holds up, too.
Before we, I remember when I realized that Estelle Getty was not the oldest member of the Golden Girls in real life, and I was like,
yeah.
Whoa.
That was good makeup and costume.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Was that Throw Mama from the Train?
Oh, I love that movie. I didn't think anybody else remembered that movie.
Oh, of course.
I love that movie.
Classic.
Great movie. You know, that's a spin on a Alfred Hitchcock horror movie, like a comedic spin on that.
Did not know that.
Yes, sir.
They actually threw Mama from the Train in the Hitchcock movie, I'm guessing.
There was a murder. There was like the same agreement where I'll murder this person for you, you murder that person for me, and nobody will ever suspect the thing.
Okay.
Yes.
No great segue. Let's go to the Raiders, though. Cattles and Rami here on this Thursday, Sacktown Sports. Jimmy G is a disaster. Hey, maybe the Raiders want to throw Jimmy G from the train.
Hey, I see what you did there.
Hey, look at that, buddy.
I see what you did there.
Not just anybody can do what I just did. And if Jimmy G doesn't play, let's say the foot doesn't fully heal, he can't get out there. Right now, Plan B, Rami, is Brian Hoyer, who's 37 years old and clearly a backup quarterback at best at the NFL level. And I think it's an interesting question. I saw this article in the last 24 hours or so posing the question of whether or not the Raiders should entertain a Trey Lance deal. If you were Vegas, would you pick up that phone and call the Niners about Trey Lance?
Could you do that to Jimmy? Could you do that to Jimmy? Could you bring back this dude's basically make him relive the nightmare of the last 2 years of having Trey Lance looking over your, like the same exact guy that's been looking over your shoulder for the last 2 years. You're going to bring him in to look over your shoulder and be your eventual replacement and the guy who's ready to step in at a moment's notice. Yeah. Should you get hurt again? Could you do that to Jimmy? That seems cruel, doesn't it? But I mean, that being said, I got to do what I got to do if I'm the Las Vegas Raiders, and I got to cover my ass at the quarterback position. And Nick, you look at it right now, and we talked about this clause that's in his contract that they can get out of the contract almost entirely and without paying nearly a dime.
Yeah.
If he doesn't pass a physical before the season starts, that's not in there for no reason. That's in there because that's a possibility.
Yes.
That's something that could happen. And if he's not the quarterback, I don't know who is. Do you go and pull Matt Ryan out of a booth? Do you go and be the latest team to take a shot at Carson Wentz? I feel better about Trey Lance than any of the other options that are legitimately and realistically out there right now. So, I mean, I'd explore it. I'd see what the 49ers want. He is one of the quarterbacks that right now on what, June 1st, may be available for the right price. You know what? And there aren't many of them still available at this point in the calendar for the right price.
I would 100% pick up the phone and at least entertain this. I don't think the Niners would be asking for a ton for Trey Lance. I mean, don't forget, all of the talk before the draft was that the Niners were wanting to move on, and they were hoping to be able to move on and get something of quality in return. And everybody knew it was the worst kept secret, quote unquote, that the Niners were open to trading Lance. And it seemed to me that teams just weren't knocking down that door. If you're the Raiders, I'd be knocking down the door. I mean, look, and I'm not telling you that Trey Lance is anything special. He might completely flame out. The dude hasn't played football a lot in the last 4 or 5 years, but he's only 23 years old. And for something that I would think is low cost, I think it's a willing gamble, a gamble that I would be willing to take. I mean, what are your other options? You just went through them. Matt Ryan? You going to pull him out of the radio booth, TV booth? No. Brady came out and said he's not coming back. That's not happening. So if you're the Raiders, like, what are your options? And by the way, if you bring Lance in, at least he has a relationship with Jimmy G. They know each other. You know, they worked with each other. They proved that they could coexist under the most stressful of circumstances. So, yeah. I think it's absolutely worth it.
Man, that would be rough if you're Jimmy G and they bring this, literally, like I said, the same guy that's been looking over your shoulder the last 2 years and just waiting to take your job. That'd be tough.
Let's go to Mitch. Mitch in New Jersey's up next. Hey Mitch, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey,
Mitch sounds young.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey. Hey guys, I'm sorry.
All good. What's up, Mitch?
Yeah, to talk some NBA. I think Denver could sweep. I think besides Jokic, Nikola Jokic, he's a tremendous show on MVP. Michael Porter Jr., I think he's going to have a big series. He's going to get the finals MVP. And if you notice, somebody's got a forward on the roster in Miami, same name as Jokic. Nikola, he's 19. He's a forward, though. I just find it what a coincidence. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Mitch.
Appreciate it.
I was going to ask Mitch who the baby has.
Can't see a sweep.
But he hung up quick.
I do wonder. Who
the baby.
Look, I mean, it's possible the Nuggets could sweep. I don't think it's going to happen, though. I agree with you, Rami. I think Miami's just too hard-headed, really, to be swept. They won't allow it.
There's a little too much pride there, I think.
Yeah.
A little too much competitive fire.
It's a little bit. Too much fire from Coach Spo, who wants to play the series on Mount Everest, if you missed that. By the way, all guests come to you from the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda is your one-stop Honda shop. How do the A's continue to be an embarrassment? Well, let us count the ways coming up.
Even though here, I'll be there for you.
Whoa. You good?
Yeah.
Too many power chords for you?
Drank some coffee during the break.
Oh.
And so I don't appreciate your tone either.
Did they do the clap here or no?
Yeah. We are on it today, man. I don't know all the words to this one, just the chorus.
Wow, Nick!
There you go. A little drum action for you.
I'll be there for you.
Should start a band.
us for?
I have no musical ability whatsoever. Me and JJ on percussion.
I can do keys.
Really? Simone on the keys?
Yeah. I can't do anything.
Okay. I have one desire.
I could play the tambourine.
I want Rami and Simone to reenact Will Ferrell and Sherry O'Terry's Saturday Night Live.
The pep bit. Squad?
When they, yeah.
The cheerleaders?
No. Oh, it wasn't Sherry O'Terry. It was the other one. When they go, they would go to the schools and they would play the keys.
Oh, yes.
And they would sing together.
Yes, I remember that.
Sherry O'Terry was the cheerleader thing.
Yes. Molly Shannon.
Molly Shannon was the... Yeah. That would be so funny if you guys did a parody of that. There you go. I'm going to start a band. What would our band name be?
That's a great question. I don't know.
That's why I asked it.
Suggestions, YouTube.com.
I mean, if you've been paying attention to the show,
sports.
All I do is ask
yes,
great questions on me.
That is true. JJ took a lead on me in the great question
yeah.
standings.
Oh, let me look at it.
That hurt the ego a little bit.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, it does.
That J's up like 3 on Rami's 1.
If we had a band name, what would it be? We need to figure that
great
out.
Great question.
We'll figure it out by
no,
the end
that's
of the
show.
No,
that's the band name.
Great question.
Great question. The great questions?
Yes.
Because everybody watches us and listens to us and goes, who the hell are these guys? Great question.
I like it.
The hell are they playing? Great
I like
question.
It. That sounds like a really good band name, actually. The Great Questions.
The Great Questions or just Great Question?
The Great Questions.
Nah, how about Great the, Question.
How about,
so?
I was going to say,
OS.
How about the Great okay. Question?
Okay.
Great Question, okay.
Beeman got kicked off the triangle in school.
How do you get kicked off the triangle, bro? What do you mean?
I said, do you know how bad you have to be to get kicked off the triangle? You're not good.
Got to be pretty bad. I think I could handle a tambourine or a triangle.
Let's run.
Outside of that, zero musical ability.
Let's run through some reaction from the fine people today before we make fun of the A's again.
Well, my beautiful singing voice. I do have that.
Linda Harold, happy game day, Cattles and Rami. Go Nuggets. Yes, we each have the Nuggets winning. By the way, Simone, who wins the series?
I'm hoping for the Heat, but why? I think the Nuggets.
Why would you hope for the Heat? They've won a championship.
I
before.
Really like them. They're the underdogs.
JJ, who wins?
That'd be the Nuggets. I'm going in a gentleman's sweep 5. I don't even think it's close.
Ooh. Ooh. Whoa. Disrespectful.
Yeah. It will be Nuggets in 6, though.
Simone wished JoJo a happy belated birthday. It's JoJo Rose. When was
yes.
JoJo Rose's birthday?
Yesterday.
Oh.
I found out on Twitter.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday, Joe.
I'm not going to do it.
Why?
You're wondering.
Why? Why do you hate JoJo Rose?
Nothing from me.
Why do you hate JoJo Rose?
No, I like JoJo.
Today's a day of unity and love and happiness.
I hired JoJo Rose almost a year ago.
That is true. You did hire the man.
His 1-year anniversary is next week, he said. I think it's next week. I apologize to him.
Mine is 20 days away.
Bringing him into this.
Mine is 20 days away. 1 year.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
June 21st.
Yes, sir.
Week of the draft last year.
Mm-hmm.
You flew in, then you flew out.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. Bye, everybody.
I came back, though. I mean, it wasn't like...
You did.
It wasn't like I just quit. Yeah.
You're right in front of me.
I was
you
like,
did
enough.
Come back.
I was like, enough. 6 days of this, it's enough.
I've had enough of this. This guy, Nick.
Then you all convinced me to come back.
Simone asked Willie what he was making for dinner, and Willie responded.
Did that start before you had your
No,
your
I don't know. I don't.
Willie started telling us every day what was for lunch and for dinner.
Cool.
And it's
well, today's dinner apparently is sirloin steak with rice and with Minute Maid beverage.
Minute Maid beverage?
Yeah.
Just beverage? That's all we get? We like that could be anything.
A Minute Maid beverage.
That could be anything made by Minute Maid.
That's what you get.
I would love to know.
And I do worry about Willie. There's a lot of red meat and not enough veg with Willie. And I say that out of love and concern.
You said veg. Text line 916-339-1140. Welcome back, Nick. Thank you. Appreciate that. Text line, Rami did his dad's impersonation.
Yes.
Which he's done a couple times on the show. And the text line was wondering, what's your dad's accent?
It's Middle Eastern.
There you go.
They're from Palestine.
Palestine.
That's where my parents
hail Rami
from.
Is Palestinian, if you did
yes.
not know. I think we've mentioned that a couple times here and there.
Here and there.
Here and there. And David Neal commented on Mitch's call last segment, which he was accompanied with a screaming child over the phone.
The one with the beard, James Horn.
Mitch's calls never disappoint, David Neal said. I enjoy Mitch. I find Mitch to
I enjoyed the baby.
To be an entertaining
phone call.
The
screaming baby.
I didn't enjoy that as much. I did not enjoy that part of it.
It was more like a upset crying. I was concerned.
Well, because they were listening to Rami, I'd be upset too.
Wow. Again, on a day of love and unity and
bring
friendship.
Back,
well,
back.
Let's make fun of the A's because we love them.
All right.
So there was a post on social media that caught our attention. A fan ran onto the field and actually made it around the bases. Nobody stopped this person. Just ran onto the field and ran the bases.
Now,
at an A's game.
I mean, have you seen the team that they run out there? That kid could have been the shortstop for all anybody
maybe.
On that field knew. You know what I mean? Like,
could have been.
In security's defense,
I do enjoy,
that could have been the left fielder. You know what I mean?
I enjoy the idea of like security tapping out. Like, nah. Who's going to go get that guy? No. No, he can jump back into the stands. He's fine. What's he going to do after he runs the bases? Which is a great question. If you run onto the field and the goal is to run the bases, once you hit home plate, what do?
You go, back,
go back
in the stands,
to your seats,
which is exactly what the kid did. Yeah,
it's just so empty.
Mission
though.
Accomplished.
That was my concern.
Like
for
nothing
him.
Happened.
Mission accomplished. Touched home plate. Done and done. Back to my seat now.
Security was taking bets how long it take to get him
with
around
all
the bases.
With all 20 of my closest friends.
Somebody
who
had a stopwatch. They were throwing ones on the ground. It's like a game of dominoes around the corner.
No, but you know what this is? Nick, have you ever worked somewhere where the boss or like the upper management just stopped caring and stopped trying? You know what happens?
Yeah.
Everybody else yeah. follows suit. I worked at remember CDs when they were I worked at a CD store where like our manager quit or was fired or something and they didn't replace the manager for months. We weren't cleaning the store. We weren't alphabetizing. We were in the back doing things we should not have been doing at work.
Yeah.
is what happened there.
Security was just sitting there going, isn't that our job? Yeah, whatever.
John Fisher doesn't care. Why should I?
Whatever. Check clears. I'm good.
They've won 11 games this year. What am I protecting? You know?
Nelly 47 in the YouTube chat. Mitch, get the baby. Someone tend to the baby. Willie Bowen, by the way, has answered you. Fruit Punch, Minute Maid.
Okay. All right.
I didn't even know Minute Maid had different flavors.
Yeah. Minute Maid makes all kinds of
plenty of flavors.
Juices and beverages.
I was 8 years old when I found that out. I thought it was just orange juice.
Mm. I used to live in the same town as the Minute Maid plant, so I know Minute Maid, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Telling you.
You have any Minute Maid facts for us to share? Is it?
No, Snapple's got all the facts. On the
you'd absolutely smoke a Minute Maid trivia contest.
Oh,
is what you're
man.
Telling me?
Any day of the week.
Rami watches Jeopardy every night, hoping Minute Maid
just
comes.
Just waiting
up
for the Minute Maid category
so he could impress Emily.
Give me Minute Maid for 510.
Rami's at a get together and Jeopardy is on the TV for some reason. No one knows why. But Minute Maid comes up and Rami just runs through everybody at the party and jumps onto the couch to watch to impress everybody.
I don't know a lot about a lot, so when I do, I like to brag, you know?
I don't know much, but what I do know, I'm very confident in. By the way, another A's note here. The Portland Pickles have outdrawn the A's this year.
They probably put out a better product.
The Portland Pickles is a professional pickleball team. I guess, did they have those? Is it a professional pickleball team?
Yeah, remember Tom Brady and LeBron James and a bunch of other guys?
Ross, there's a bunch of guys having them.
Yeah, they're shoving that down our throats.
It's not happening.
Steph Curry, I think, too.
Stop trying to make fetch
happen. Because his golf show ended, didn't he? He had to find the next thing. His golf show was cool for like 2 years. Now he's like, all right, I'm going to jump out of pickleball.
I stopped watching that one, too.
So they have outdrawn the A's.
I mean, and rightly so.
What other league would allow this level of incompetence?
That pickleball team, probably a better baseball team than what the A's run out on a day-to-day basis. The Portland Pickles
will beat you in pickleball,
probably beat the A's.
Then we'll beat you in baseball.
Yes.
So take that. And here's another note for the A's. John Fisher, who everybody loves.
This is hilarious.
Apparently is at least contemplating if this move to Vegas happens. To have a 4 p.m. local time first pitch. And the thought process behind this is because of tourism.
So two things about this real quick. One, you're admitting like your product isn't as entertaining as the other things in Vegas and you can't compete with them is what you're saying right there. And two, you want to play baseball in the Vegas sun as often as you possibly can? You want to play?
I mean, I'd imagine they'd have to have some kind of retractable dome, right, with air condition, I'd imagine.
So it's going to be closed. For just make it a dome then. Because if you're playing this many day games, if the norm on weeknights is to start at 4 p.m., the sun is going to be up just about every day in the summer, in the middle of the desert. Just make it a domed stadium if you're going to do that.
This is so embarrassing.
It's the dumbest idea.
Number one, he obviously...
Stupid. Totally stupid.
Why are you moving to Vegas if you don't believe you have enough fans to fill a stadium...
Morons.
...without tourists? You're moving to Vegas, and you're going to move back the first pitch to 4 o'clock every day because of tourism. Because you want the tourists to go to your... Not the fans. Not the legitimate A's fans that you hope to at least create and build in Vegas. This isn't about building a fan base. This is like Barnum and Bailey's. He wants to have a circus in town. Come see the show and then go see Usher at night. Swing on by and watch the A's play terrible baseball and then enjoy the casinos.
That's what they're trying to do. Yes, they're trying to capitalize on tourism instead of building a fan base.
Like the Britney Spears of baseball. Like, you just got to – what do they call those?
Bananas.
My mind is blanking. When you have a – when a
residency?
Yeah, yeah. He wants a residency.
Celine Dion.
Yeah, Celine Dion, Usher, the A's.
I saw a guy –
outrageous.
The DJ? Techno DJ Aoki? Steve Aoki has a residency right
he now does.
In Vegas.
He does. No, I saw his big face plastered on a wall. But, like, think about that. Think about the fact that they're trying to drive tourism.
It gets dumber and more embarrassing every day. And the fact that baseball just sits back and supports this is an embarrassment to the sport and to the league.
It's just obvious that it's a cash grab across the board.
Yeah.
That's all it is. We're going to start games at 4 o'clock so we can have tourists. How about fans, bro? How about you work on fans? How about you actually put money into the team and field a competent, competitive baseball team so people go and watch them? You shouldn't be worried about tourists, John Fisher.
And if you're the city of Las Vegas, the citizens, the legislators that have to decide if they're there, how do you get into bed with a guy who does business like this?
Clown show. It's a clown show. Big floppy red feet and a big nose. It's a clown show.
Sell the team.
Yeah. Keep it in the Bay Area for the A's fans. Sell the team. Get a legitimate stadium built.
I 100% hope they keep it in the Bay Area, but first and foremost, get this clown out of baseball.
The guy who owned the stadium when feces was all over the stadium, and it's like, oh, well, what are you going to do?
Let the possums take over. If there was a possum in the walls of the Gap, I promise you, they'd get an exterminator over there and get that thing taken care of.
Yeah.
But a Major League Baseball stadium, John Fisher's like, oh, whatever.
Slumlord.
That's a perfect way to describe him.
Slumlord.
He's a baseball slumlord. Is exactly what John Fisher is.
He's going to get $400 million from the public down in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
The public's going to give – he wants $400 million. He wants $380 million from the Vegas public so he can bring in tourists.
Like, they need him to bring in tourists.
Build a stadium, not
Vegas
for your
doesn't
baseball
have tourists.
Team. Don't build a stadium for your – don't help us build the stadium for your baseball team. We don't want you to take ownership of it. We want to be the traveling circus. Put an elephant in center field. Put a glove on an elephant. Have a hell of a time.
I'd watch
that.
Put
it on its trunk and just let him roam around. You might as well. Team's bad enough. Just replace the players with circus animals and just have a hell of a show.
Elephants are my favorite animals, so I'd
watch. Elephant's the logo, too.
I'd watch that.
I see what you did there.
The elephant is the logo, yes.
David Copperfield could come out and throw out the first pitch. You got musicians and magicians throwing out first
pitches.
Imagine
David Copperfield winds up, and then as he throws, no ball in his hand. And all of a sudden, it's in the catcher's glove. Right?
The greatest thing he could do is make John Fisher disappear.
He shows you the ball, and then he winds up. No ball in his hand. It's just in the catcher's mitt. Strike one.
I love that.
They put the whole baseball team out in center field with this big, 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 big ginormous, like, little tent thing. You know, just pull it down and everybody disappears.
You know, my put a roof on it campaign.
Team's gone.
You know, my put a roof on it campaign that every stadium should have a roof on it in Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
put a tent on it.
Oh,
huh?
I like it.
Put a tent on it.
Yes. Since it's the circus anyways.
All right, who's more disrespected heading into tonight, Jokic or the Heat? It's next.
Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.